This is the Bank Customer Experience Podcast.
Is your bank or credit union keeping pace with the digital revolution? Today's consumers demand a seamless banking experience anytime, anywhere. At the Bank Customer Experience Summit, you'll hear industry leaders share their secrets to success, discover cutting-edge technology, and gain insights to transform your institution. Don't miss out. Secure your spot at the BCX Summit today. Visit bankcustomerexperience.com for more information.
Welcome to the Bank Customer Experience Summit podcast, presented by NetWorld Media Group. My name is Bradley Cooper. I'm the editor of ATM Marketplace and the content director for the Bank Customer Experience Summit. And I am joined today by Mac Turner, who has 30 years of experience in the financial services industry and is working as consultants currently. Welcome, Mac. Great to have you on.
Bradley, it's great to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
Excellent. So today we are talking about a very interesting topic, which is bank layoffs and how that's going to be impacting the customer experience. Because for those who have been following the news, a lot of the big banks, including Wells Fargo, have been significantly cutting down on headcount. So, Mac, my first question to you is, in light of this big news, what do you think are the primary factors leading to this downsizing?
Thanks for the question. We are going through a period of uncertainty and transition. The uncertainty for many banks may be driven by a lack of clarity concerning interest rates, as well as potentially concerning signals from the U.S. consumer. Some banks have experienced declines in revenue, which I believe motivated the reduction in workforce. We also see some banks moving through a period of strategic transition. That transition may revolve around which business segments they are intending to focus on and their channel strategy, which they'll be considering as they move forward. It seems that retrenching tactics tend to accompany periods of uncertainty and transition. My concern, when you look deeper into the staff reduction numbers, is that you see some patterns that are really very disturbing. Mm-hmm. Several banks and other financial service firms have aggressively reduced their human resources and recruiting teams. This may indicate a perception that economic uncertainty will last for some time and that new hiring will be stopped, except for opportunistic and critical hires.
So with that in mind, so obviously this is happening with big banks, but you talked a little bit about the smaller regional banks. How does this news impact those smaller banks, in your opinion?
I think that's really interesting. This retrenchment that we see among the largest banks and some of the larger regional banks may actually create business opportunities for smaller and regional and community banks. Mm-hmm. As large banks exit medium-sized and small communities to focus on densely populated urban centers and digital products, smaller banks who are economically able to maintain their physical infrastructures, while adding the necessary digital capabilities to stay competitive, may be able to attract retail, small business, and even commercial customers who require physical convenience and prefer a main street experience. From an executive or managerial point of view, this really requires the leadership of community and small banks to understand who they really are and who their customers are, and be willing to embrace the strengths of that opportunity in that relationship. Some large banks are entering markets de novo because they know they serve a mobile customer base that is either moving to or from that location. Banks that serve rural, transitional, and defined neighborhood markets in urban environments can thrive by being where new growth and revitalization is occurring, or a small town lifestyle is preferred. For leadership of smaller institutions trying to imagine themselves as competing as a large bank, that is probably a mistake. Right. They should value who their institution is, who their customers are, and who their customers need the bank to be.
Right. Obviously, valuing your customers, especially some of those more underserved environments like in rural communities, is very important. So I kind of wanted to lean into this idea about customer confidence. So how do you think this news about these big banks cutting back on the headcount impacts that customer confidence? Because you talked a little bit about them sort of maybe moving into thinking of a more mobile first customer and thinking, well, that customer will just kind of travel with us. But don't you think like all this news is going to be impacting the customer confidence of having that continued good experience with their bank?
Well, we know that a critical criteria for choosing and staying at a bank is trust. And trust can mean different things to different people. One of the things it means is that I trust you to be there for me when I need you today and tomorrow. If I can't trust you to be available to me when I will need to find, then I will need to find a bank that will be there for me and my family. Many people see staff reductions not only as a sign of the ill health of an enterprise, but as having a direct impact on their families, neighbors, and friends.
Sure.
People are looking for a bank to be of the community and not just in the community. If customers and potential customers do not believe that a bank is committed to their neighborhood for the long term, then they're more likely to choose a bank that is demonstrating its commitment to the market and it's confirming it through its behaviors and its long-term economic viability. Reductions in staff and branch closures will also tangibly impact the customer experience. Having to travel a longer distance when a branch is needed will not be accepted well. And longer waits in branches that are receiving the customers from closed locations can only further damage the customer experience. So when a branch is physically needed, customers will not be happy. The longer travel times, longer wait times, and other issues.
So in light of all this news, like how do you think banks can really maintain that good customer experience? In your mind.
Well, having fewer employees, but not fewer customer interactions, will lead banks to selectively invest in mobile and online platforms that allow customers to complete everyday tasks like transfers, bill payments, and account management independently. We're also seeing more and more AI-powered assistants to answer
right.
basic questions and provide 24/7, 365 support for simple inquiries. Banks can also train customer-facing staff to provide exceptional service for complex needs or situations requiring personalized attention. Enabling staff with the skills needed to excel in a more digital environment, including being able to teach customers how to leverage digital technology is one of the things that banks can attempt to do to maintain a high level of service because they're going to be focused more on the more complex, the more stressful, the more important transactions as they are able to successfully move their customers to fulfilling the simple tasks with more digital types of tools.
Right. And that's really a great point to talk a little bit about employees, because obviously trying to move customers over to digital is a very big endeavor, because continue to be a big endeavor for many, many years. But how do you think banks should actually be addressing employee strategy to be able to deliver this good customer experience?
Personally, I am looking for banking executives and boards to demonstrate foresight and long-term vision. Too many decisions are made under the assumption that the future will be identical to today, or worse, to yesterday.
Sure.
A lack of foresight will leave any company, including banks, lethargic when there are positive environmental signals that they should be able to leverage and build from. So completely exiting markets should be a very hard decision, as it will not only put employees out of work, but it may destroy brand reputations and create banking deserts.
Right.
Large banks can focus on reskilling and upskilling their employee base. Invest in training programs to equip staff with skills needed for a more digital environment. While evaluating branch usage is called for as channels evolve, considering repurposing branches in low traffic areas and focus branch staff on offering high valued services and personalized consultations. As I mentioned earlier, community banks have really some great opportunities during this time. And one of those opportunities is to attract new available talent.
Right.
These banks can leverage their potential for a more close-knit work environment, for a more community-focused organization, to bring in available skilled workers who have been laid off and released by some of the institutions going through the layoffs that you mentioned. Now, while automation can benefit smaller banks, it's crucial to prioritize solutions that address specific needs without overwhelming staff or alienating customers who really are at that small bank because they need that personal interaction.
Right. And that leads us really into a more broader topic, which is what about branch strategy and what branch strategy should banks be pursuing? Because you mentioned some of them, but let's dig in a little deeper, if you don't mind.
I frequently hear that a branch was closed because it was not profitable.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm about to say may not make sense, I think that we have to be sensitive to how much profit the branch can be responsible for over the life of the customer relationship.
Hmm.
Now, these metrics would look at new relationships, sale of complex products over time, and saved and retained customers. Other contributions could include playing a training role for digital adoption, retirement planning, and offering investment training and strategies. I have also found that the bank branch can play a vital community center role, especially during a crisis. Overall, if you look at those banks that perhaps grew through mergers, they would say that overbranching is wasteful, but strategically placed branches with special purpose centers included, located in markets to maximize coverage while minimizing the customer's transportation time, may be critical to ongoing business success. As banks are reducing their footprint, they must be very careful not to exceed the tipping point of becoming too inconvenient to even matter.
Right. I agree, because when it becomes too inconvenient, customers will either switch to another bank or pursue one that's digital, that's easier. And that leads me right into what I was going to ask you next. So we've talked a little bit about branches and the physical strategy, but obviously many banks are adjusting to a digital first strategy. And what role do you think digital really should play within the broader CX picture?
Thanks for the question. Many customers, even in small banks now, are expecting a robust digital capability. It is clearly part of how people are now defining convenience. As such, it is vital to a customer experience strategy. Creating a seamless digital experience is a must for banks and CX professionals.
Exactly.
Pulling this off, though, requires constant testing with users and potential users of digital tools. The digital innovation journey never ends. Successful digital offerings require sensitivity to visual, auditory, and kinesthetic concerns. As the risk of complex transactions increase, the simplicity of the digital experience must be maximized.
Mm-hmm.
Experienced digital strategists and solution builders know they must provide dramatically simple ways to conduct all transactions, as
Certainly.
Well as providing AI-driven bots and human backup. People are more likely to conduct digital transactions if they know a person is readily available to address concerns or mistakes. Many larger banks are definitely moving to a digital-first experience, and for their customers who choose and depend on large banks for their continuous accessibility, this is necessary. It does create an environment where smaller banks must be digitally competent to be competitive, even if the small bank's customer has a different type of relationship with the branch and with technology.
Right. And I like that you pointed out that they still need to make it so that there's an employee available for them if they need further help or if they want to engage further past mainly the digital tools. So I want to ask, so with all this news of layoffs and stuff like that, how can banks really improve that employee morale to deliver that good customer experience? Because obviously, if the morale is low, that customer experience is going to suffer as a result. What do you think?
I agree. Now, having been around the industry for a very long time, each bank has its own personality and
sure.
its own issues that can lead to morale problems, and those morale problems can result in poor customer experiences. Management must truly want to address morale issues and must understand the link between morale and customer experience, and the relationship between customer experience and earnings.
Mm-hmm.
Happy employees are more likely to engage with their work, take ownership of tasks, and go the extra mile for customers. High morale reduces employee turnover, leads to more experienced and a more knowledgeable workforce, and can better assist the customer and help drive both sales and relationship deepening. Studies show that recognizing employee achievement boosts morale and leads to improved customer experiences.
Exactly.
Investing in employee training and empowering the employees to make decisions can enhance their confidence and their problem-solving skills, leading to better customer interactions. Bradley, few people do a great job when they're frightened.
Absolutely.
An environment that leaves employees feeling expendable, interchangeable, and living under the expectation of job loss wears even the most resilient people down.
Absolutely. Yes, there is no way you can deliver a good experience when everyone's frightened and concerned about job security. Absolutely. So we've talked about a lot today. Was there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up, Mac?
Thanks for the question. I believe that leaders in small and large banks and other types of financial institutions too must not sacrifice years of effort to become customer-centric and provide a differentiated customer experience in response to current financial headwinds.
Mm-hmm.
Lost ground in short-term cost-trimming efforts today will return to haunt both large and small banks for years to come.
Thank you so much, Mac. You really gave us a lot of great insights today. We really appreciate having you on.
Bradley, thank you for the invitation. I enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you for joining us. And I would like to remind our listeners that the Bank Customer Experience Summit is coming up on September 9th through the 11th in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it will be co-held with the Interactive Customer Experience Summit. One badge gains you entry to both events. Thank you so much for joining us today.